before we come back from break, let me know. I want to read you guys a joke. It's fucking funniest thing I've seen in ages.
I'm back.
All right, cool. You both here?
It's not funny.
It's one of these ones that's so bad it's good. You know, like an anti-joke, but it's long, so bear with me. It's like a Norm MacDonald bit. Three guys are hiking through the woods when they find a lamp. One of them picks it up, rubs it, oh my, and out pops a genie. It booms, "You have finally freed me after all these years, so I'll grant each one of you three wishes." The first guy immediately blurts out, "I want $1 billion. Poof, he's holding a printout that shows his account balance is now, in fact, £1,003.50. $3.50. The second man thinks for a bit and then says, "I want to be the richest man alive." Poof, he's holding papers showing his net worth is now well over $100 billion. The third guy thinks even longer about his wish, then says, "I want my left arm to rotate clockwise for the rest of my life." Poof, his arm starts rotating. The genie tells him it's time for their second wish. First guy says, "I want to be married to the most beautiful woman on earth." Poof, a stunning beauty wraps herself around his arm. Second guy says, "I want to be good looking and charismatic so I can have every girl I want." Poof, his looks change and the first guy's wife immediately starts flirting with him. Third guy says, "I want my right arm to rotate counterclockwise until I die." Poof, now both his arms are rotating in opposite directions. The genie tells them to think very carefully about their third wish. First guy does. And after a while says, "I never want to become sick or injured. I want to stay healthy till I die." Poof, his complexion improves, his acne's gone, and his knees don't bother him anymore. Second guy says, "I never want to grow old. I want to stay 29 forever. Poof, he looks younger already. Third guy smiles triumphantly and says, "My last wish is for my head to nod back and forth." Poof, he's now nodding his head and still flailing his arms around. The genie wishes him good luck, disappears, and the men soon go their separate ways. Many years later, they meet again and chat about how things have been going. First guy is ecstatic. "I've invested the money and multiplied it many times over, so me and my family will be among the richest of the rich pretty much forever. My wife is a freak in the sheets, and I've never gotten so much as a cold in all these years." Second guy smiles and says, "Well, I built charities worldwide with a fraction of my wealth. I'm still the richest guy alive and also revered for my good deeds. I haven't aged a day since we last met, and yes, your wife's pretty wild in bed." Brace yourself. Third guy walks in, flailing his arms around and nodding his head, and says, "Guys, I think I fucked up."
It just makes no sense.
It's the TSW After Dark Side podcast from Talk Star Wars. Get down with your bad self.
Yeah, there's a subreddit which is just called reddit.com. I think it's just called anti jokes. Oh, that's a really good place to go.
That is just genius.
I tell one you day, I'll tell you the Dinah Ross joke.
All right, okay.
Which I've had cabbages thrown at me for. Seriously.
Let's find a good one. I'm just to give you an idea of the kind of stuff I read. A priest, a rabbi, and a shaman walk into a bar. Except there's no rabbi and no shaman. It's not a bar. It's actually my 8th birthday, and the priest is molesting me, and he's my dad, and he's not a priest.
No.
I should cut some of these breaks. I should cut these out and put them in the After Dark Side.
I think you should. I think that one especially.
Work. It's just too much
work. It's not, but it's funny because you don't expect that. That's not the punchline you expect.
It's genius.
I don't know what it is, but it's not that. That's all I know. You just said, "What punchline do you expect?" I was like, "I don't know, but that ain't it."
Don't rewrite it. Oh, brilliant. Big Little Cold Heat. There's a t-shirt there.
Big Little Cold Heat.
Hello there.
Hello there,
my little friend.
I can't talk.
Steve, sorry, mate. I thought you were offline.
I'm in a campsite. The middle of nowhere.
No, that's all right, mate.
On Lake Ontario.
How do you sound better than usual?
Yeah, how is that a thing? And you're looking ruggedly handsome, Stephen.
Right? Yeah, my friend, they're doing the weekly podcast. Look, I've got a lumberjack here.
He's hello a there. Lumberjack.
Hello. Do you want to see Lake Ontario?
Why the hell not?
home about that thinking, alright.
I mean, making friends now. Already, Steve. That's nice.
Oh, Jen not with you on this holiday.
Yeah, she's in the... There's a camper. Look, hang on. Why can't I turn the screen round, Mark?
Because it's you, Steve.
Oh, there you go.
You got Wi-Fi on? Are you on your data?
No, on Wi-Fi. In the middle, okay. Literally, Henderson Island in the middle of Lake Ontario.
What's the time there, Steve?
3?
Yeah, I was going to say, it must be about 3 in the afternoon.
3 in the afternoon, I guess.
Nice. Yeah.
Take you for a walk.
You should know better than we do, Steve. You're there.
This is
the weather seems pretty broken up. The weather seems nice and low res. Yeah, that's not Steve. It's not working, old chap.
Yeah, you've turned up in Minecraft, mate.
Steve, you're gone.
Dust.
Just send him a message.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Paul, you with us?
In body.
Not in spirit, old chap. You just missed Steve talking about putting stuff
Steve,
in his bum.
Steve, what are you doing online?
He's in Canada.
I thought he was off. His thing was saying he wasn't available.
How sad.
I'm there.
There you go, Good Steve. Mark. You broke up there quite considerably, mate.
Right,
probably,
how do I...
Probably went too far away from your router.
Oh, do I stop? Yeah.
You sound great, Paul.
As amazing as I did last time.
You sound fantastic. Yeah, you sound really good. Steve. Mm. Steve.
Hello.
So sorry to interrupt holiday, mate. That's
disgusting.
That's frightening.
You're all there.
That's brilliant.
You have to put air on the end of everything.
Yep.
Hey.
Take off, eh, you hoser.
Hey. Yeah, you yoga hoser.
Yoga hoser.
Stephen, what's going on,
eh? Stephen, go and have your holiday. Okay. And we love you.
Yes.
And we'll see you soon.
Go and have your holiday.
I'll see you next week.
Be safe, mate. Enjoy yourself.
Well, no, Steve, by the time you're home, you won't be able to join us for some reason. The irony.
No, it'll be bad connection.
If you get attacked by a bear,
if you Google
Steve,
one fight...
Pretend you're dead.
Try and look big.
Okay. No, you have to make loads of noise.
Tell it talks funny.
So it's a big man, but doing Papagino's voice.
That's how you fix. That's how you kill Tyson, isn't it?
If you look on 15530 Shoe Horse Road, that's where we are.
Shoe Horse Road.
15530. Hang on. Is it Shoe Horse Road? Snowshoe Road.
Well, that's the same.
15530 Snowshoe Road.
Lesbia,
where we are.
Henderson, New York.
Did you find it, Rob?
Oh, no, I found it, yeah. Off
right
the coast
on
of New York.
Island. Yeah, right on the coast of New York, like next to Lake Ontario.
The one that looks like a bell end.
It does look a bit like that.
It does.
Yeah, so we just come from Niagara Falls, which is fantastic.
You look drenched. Amazing. Did you go underneath?
You didn't do a barrel run, you big wuss?
Hang on, let me show you. All right, there's some. I'll upload this for you, and then you can look at it.
Well, the other satellite's got. I can see you walking around. I can't.
Wow, really?
Of course, I fucking can't. No,
it's his jaw. Awesome. It's his jaw.
Come past with the Google camera.
Jesus,
no, I didn't zoom out that far.
94 meg in a second.
Yeah, are you in two states at the same time, Steve?
Yeah, he's still in Jersey.
He's usually only used to being in a state of undress and a state of shock simultaneously.
Yeah, how have they dealt with the nudity? Yeah,
he's in a state in a different way, is Steve.
Where's his ass? Look.
Can you feel the love, Steve?
I can't get near him. Bye. I'm going to drop the little bloke on you.
That's all you need to know.
Screen grab right there.
I'm going to drop the little bloke on you. But I can't. I blame the Dutch.
Is that Esper Steve?
It makes it look like Rob Superman with a really huge body, the way my screens are arranged.
Boobs.
Hang on. Let me move it a bit. So I'm about to line you up.
Elbows look like they're facing the wrong way. Are you that beast out of Cloverfield?
Yeah, when he said he went too nice, he went down.
Is that right, Mark?
Oh, fuck me.
You look really large.
It's nearly there. Here it goes, ready. I'm going to paste, I'm gonna paste it in.
Mark, move closer, Rob. That's it. Perfect. Hang on. There.
Hang on.
Don't move. What are you doing?
They're making themselves look like one Superman.
Oh, I've got mine in a row.
Yeah, same.
In a row?
37.
Have you got it, Mark?
I've done it.
Oh.
It's on its way.
Oh.
I can relax now.
Oh, the print screen, mate. Jesus.
You can't get a signal in your house and you can get one walking around the prairie, for crying out loud.
No,
you're off the coast of Lake on. You're in the middle of Lake Wobegon, or wherever the fuck you said. I'm in the middle of Lake Titicaca.
Ben's already fishing. Like, he's gone out and started fishing.
I thought you said finishing.
You said,
I thought, why are you having a key party?
You've gone swinging.
He's having a key. He's already finishing.
This is the beast.
Those Canadians do not hang around.
That's the dart.
Once the choppers are out. Yeah, I'm looking at this place now, Steve. It looks lovely. I'm not sure that's what I said.
Has everyone got hairy feet, Steve, and stuff there?
Well, like hobbits.
Is it like...
Yeah.
Is it like...
We nearly took a wrong turn there. I thought I was going to get eaten.
By a bear?
Wrong turn.
Oh, I'm with you in spirit, Steve. There I had so many muscle...
You had so many muscle Marys. This is breaking up and it's becoming really, really interesting, Steve. First you're talking about bears, then you're talking about muscle Marys.
No more moth. There are so many mosquitoes.
Oh, I see.
But I got bugger.
Have you made a little hotel for them yet?
Yeah, he did, yeah.
Yeah, I saved one from the sink. I was mad because I saved one from drowning in the sink.
Did you have to give it mouth to mouth? Or whatever passes for a mouth. Yeah, he didn't have to.
I gave it mouth to proboscis.
A&M.
How many people can you give mouth to mouth to at once, Steve? Can you like lean over three or four?
Is it your big mouth or your little mouth? Because we all know you're an alien.
Are you trying to ask for something?
Look out for my little mouth up in here, yo.
Rob's trying to come on.
No,
the
pop shield would come away and I'd show my prowess.
What is this? Is it quarter past three there, Steve?
About that, apparently.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Right, Steve.
I'll see you guys later.
Have a good time, sir. Steve. Give our love to Jen. Speak to you soon, mate.
Bye-bye now.
All right, take care, mate.
I'm on in an hour just to say hello.
Yeah, I'm going to block you.
Bye.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean I don't love you.
Bye.
See you later, mate. Bye.
I know.
That was nice, wasn't it?
That motherfucker would be gone, yo.
Mm-hmm. Nice surprise. He turned up to a podcast recording.
And also not,
Canada.
When he's back not to supposed to be on.
Also back New to York. The Appalachians.
Yeah.
He should be on Tumbling Saber.
He should. He's a bit too far away for that. He's probably closer to Rogues, but they seem to be in fucking limbo.
Yes, I think that's...
Is that a state?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, just outside...
Actually, it is a state, yeah.
I hope they sort that out soon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just for Cody's sake, really, because I know he really loves...
doing stuff.
He loves what he's doing, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll just send him the show notes.
Maybe I can recruit him.
Yeah. There's the show notes.
He doesn't seem to be desperately attached to the subject of Star Wars.
Why are you sending more?
Accrue him.
Why would you do that, Mark? Why?
Harry's trying.
Why?
They're the ones with Connor's Corner.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's the only difference.
Could we wrap up? I'm really tired.
Yeah, I'm tired today as well. It's surprising, isn't it, when you're out in the garden drinking beer in the sun all day, what that'll do for you. I did have a little sleep whilst listening to the After Dark Side. Don't look at me like that, Rob.
I've been working from home
that good, eh? I've been hard at work.
I've been in my kitchen with the patio doors open, breeze blowing. It's been nice.
Nice, and that's where you're doing your daily graft, mate.
Oh, yeah, and I got to do it again tomorrow.
What, from home? I don't know.
I'm not going until Tuesday or Wednesday.
Did you hear that
Wednesday.
Pop just there? That's my heart bleeding.
You got to have a heart.
Mark, check out what. Yeah, that's true. Check out what I got, Mark.
What's that, mate?
Hello there.
Oh, superb! Look at him.
Smuggler's bounty.
Oh, right. Okay.
Oh, it's a bin.
Oh, is that?
Yeah.
Rob, is that what Mark was saying about the exclusives being stickers?
Yes. Ooh. Basically, yeah, that's the only mark of an exclusive pop is the sticker on the plastic.
Right, okay.
But actually, exclusives and collectibles and shit and pops are such a false economy anyway.
Yeah.
Because eventually, like, the guy I bought it from was, he's based in Gillingham.
Right.
And I was in Sittingbourne at a wargaming show because a mate of mine said it might be worth going to. And it was quite fun.
You wanted to go.
Yeah, I did. I was, once he said it, I was like, yeah, if I can, I will. So I did. I even bought games and stuff and everything, spent money and all that. Heaven forfend. But the bloke I bought it from, he was saying after a couple of months, they start sending them out to shops anywhere. You can just order them. So,
oh, really?
You know, they're like a timed exclusive thing most of the time.
Right.
So like all the ones, because he had some from like Target exclusive ones. He had Smuggler's Bounty. He had, what was the other one? Loot Crate.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Loot Crate exclusive ones. They don't stay exclusive forever. They're just timed. So
no, but that's what Mark was saying about that R5D4 that came out in Target in the US, which Tim picked up for me, and he's sending one over.
Oh, nice.
And it's on its way to me now, so hopefully I should have that soon. But that's coming to the UK later in the year.
Yeah.
The thing is, you can't find these things. They're all rocking all shit. You cannot find them anywhere.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I'm finding the same thing with, there's a particular HeroClix figure I want, which is Doomsday.
Oh, right.
And he's a fucking beast. Like, he's enormous. Like, you know, it's not just a tall figure, it's also like a big fuck-off one. And his dial is like, every time somebody hits him, they don't do more than one, and he just shrugs it off and just carries on punching them harder.
Right.
I just want to see how much fun that is to play and how infuriating it is for all my dickhead mates to play against.
Are they going on? Are they on eBay?
Yeah, they go for 35.
Are they costly, quid.
Yeah, for a single figure. It's not the most I've spent, but if you include, that's including, the most expensive one was including postage from the States because it was impossible to get over here.
Well, I just picked up, I ordered a Luke, Farm Boy Luke, the carded 40th anniversary
Series.
I ordered that from the US yesterday, and it's cost me about 22 quid with shipping and duty and all that stuff.
Because
Amazon manage all the duty for you that side.
Yeah, eBay have started doing that as well now.
So it's going to arrive with me on Wednesday, which is amazing because at the moment, the Tuscan Raider, or that they're calling them Sand People because they're going by the naming conventions of the original releases. So that carded figure from Hasbro over here now on Amazon from a reseller is 110 quid. But if I buy it from the US store and have it shipped the way I bought this Luke, 28 quid. And it would cost me that on the, if it ever made the pegs in Toys R Us, it would cost me that.
Yeah.
So that will be one of the ones I'll pick up next. And a Jawa, Paul. The Jawas are amazing.
I looked at them.
Yeah, they're really fantastic. And they go, they're so
expensive.
Do they
go in 2D?
I don't think they do any of that. I think they just look awesome. No, then I don't
want one. I'll be back in a second. I'm just going to grab a drink.
A beverage. Okay, don't wait.
Yeah.
Oh, now I've got to get one. Oh,
you said you had a promo idea.
Yeah, I do.
Speaking of which, I made inquiries about, you remember I was saying about possibly getting tabletop supplies to expand the programming. I got a reply back, which is they're no longer doing blog partnerships.
Right.
Because they've got too many freeloaders inquiring. So
right, I see.
I've been given, so somebody inquired on my behalf who's got a direct line to them, and they've given me an avenue to explore if I so choose. I'm kind of weighing up whether it's worth the hassle, to be honest.
Yeah. It's best to go with the smallest operator possible, I think, at this stage.
Yeah. Well, at the moment, I'm looking at, in a similar way to what Blue Harvest were doing for Talk Star Wars, I'm trying to work something out for Emotionally 14. So that might end up, you know, it might end up with an arrangement where this isn't going out, is it?
It doesn't have to. Right, shall we do this teaser, which you'll see that I've actually allocated each line appropriately this week.
Indeed.
Because I was thinking. Right. Are we good to do this?
What's the trick to that thinking shit?
I don't know. It happened by accident, Paul.
If you figure it out, let me know.
Let us know, mate.
I can't claim to have any inside
knowledge. I have to rely on the vernal equinox for a miracle, mate. So.
Vernon Equinox. I've never met him.
Vernon. Yeah, he lives next door.
Uncle Vernon.
I only see him twice a year.
Let me write down a time code.
It's vernal equinox. What's the other one?
Ah. Are you thinking about a solstice of some type?
Yeah, there's two equinoxes a year, isn't there?
Yeah.
Is it just summer and vernal? I can't remember. Anyway.
Summer and anal, I think.
Did it.
Right, 1950, and we're going to go for this.
Hey, it's 2025.
No, the recording. All right, ready?
Years.
On the next
step. Let me just pop my video up.
Oh,
sorry.
Steve. Oh,
sorry. Steve. I didn't realize you were going to start immediately.
Steve.
Oh, you.
Sorry.
Careful.
There was no need for that.
No, that's uncalled for.
Here we go. On the next episode of Talk Star Wars, we discuss
what we'd like to see from future Star Wars projects.
Are we being too sensitive over the post Carrie Leia story?
And could Rey be getting a new lightsaber in The Last Jedi?
All that and more on the next episode of Talk Star Wars. I fucked this right up. Sorry, boys.
You did.
It's because I was thinking about my outro and I forgot I had a line in the middle.
Too wrong.
Yeah.
Duh.
I did what?
Everyone, you spelled two wrong.
Where?
Are we being too sensitive? Oh, yeah. It's T-W-O. Everyone knows that.
Well done. All right, let's try this again. Sorry, chaps.
Ugh.
On the next episode of Talks... What the fucking fuck? I sent him to Canada. He's been banished so that he can't derail things. Here we go again. On the next episode of Talk Star Wars, we discuss...
What we'd like to see from future Star Wars projects.
Are we being too sensitive over the post Carrie Leia story?
And could Rey be getting a new lightsaber in The Last Jedi?
All that and more on the next episode of Talk Star Wars in iTunes on Monday. Ta-da!
That's a wrap. Cheers, guys. Have a good weekend.
See if we can do it.
Yeah, see you later, mate. Take care.
Let's be real.
Right.
Ladies and y'all.
What is real?
God, here we go. This is a different podcast altogether, isn't it? Hang on, I just got to close the door. Right, okay. Shall I stop this recording and start a new one?
It's up to you.
Starting new one. Talk Star Wars is a proud member of the Star Wars Commonwealth Podcast Network. Find us at starwarscommonwealth.com alongside...
The Tumbling Saber Podcast.
The Generation X-Wing Podcast.
The TSW Roundtable.
The Skyhoppers Podcast.
And the Nerd Room Podcast.
Head to StarWarsCommonwealth.com and take your first steps into a larger world.
It's a wrap. It's a wrap.